College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My thought is, 100 days since you came in, was there any, like, what was the purpose behind that? You know, why specifically on the 100th day?
You know, that's a benchmark a lot of different people use, and we wanted to show that in our first 100 days, despite some difficult circumstances, we've been able to effectuate change, we've been able to govern, we've been able to govern well, and you're starting to see the fruits of that labor within the building. You know, you're seeing changes there that are making people feel more comfortable doing business with the City of Buffalo. We talked to the private sector. They feel more engaged than they have in quite a long time. I talk to residents when I'm out across the City of Buffalo in all 9 council districts. They feel there's a difference when they come into the building, and we're going to continue to do that.
So it's been a few months since the last person announced running here. Do you feel as if you might be behind a little bit, or are you right on track with what I mean?
No, I don't think so. You know, others were focused on campaigning and running for office. My team and I were focused on governing. You know, we have an important job to do running the affairs of the City of Buffalo, and that was our focus. You know, there's a time and a place for all of it, and first and foremost, we had a responsibility to govern and, effectuate change and really issue and handle the affairs of the City of Buffalo. So campaigning was not the first priority. It was government.
Now, you're not the only one running. Got a lot of people announcing. Do you see any, like, tough battles there, or what are you thinking there? What do you got that they don't?
Yeah, they all are. All elections are. They're meant to be, right? It shouldn't be easy. You should have people running for office who care about these positions, care about the people of the City of Buffalo in this case. So it shouldn't be easy. You know, it should be a lot of work. It should be hard work. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think that the plan we have in place, the message that we have for people, and the change that people are seeing already in just 100 days will lead to a successful campaign.
Speaking of that message, you talked about positivity versus negativity.
Yeah.
What do you mean by just a positive message? Talk about that.
We talk about optimism and, you know, positivity. Listen, the City of Buffalo has its challenges. We have our challenges. All municipalities do. But we're choosing to look at those challenges as opportunities to take the city in a better direction, you know, to become more cost effective, to become more efficient, to become more innovative, more transparent, more communicative, while others just want to point a finger, talk about the doom and gloom scenario of the City of Buffalo, and talk about Buffalo like its best days are behind it. Well, I can tell you, having been in government for 12 and a half, 13 years now, and mayor for 100 days, the City of Buffalo's best days are not behind it, they're directly ahead of us.
And anything from these 100 days that, you know, specific things where you're thinking that will really come in handy, you know, as you run for mayor, you know, as you run for a full term and, you know, hopefully win that, you know, anything specifically where you're like, yeah, this is going to be a difference maker?
Yeah, it's our budget. You know, at the end of the day, our city finances, we have a tough situation with our finances, but it's not something we can't overcome, you know, and some people talk about, this is the doom and gloom scenario, the City of Buffalo and hard control board and all these negative things. We don't view it that way. We're going to get to work instead. We're going to get to work looking at increasing revenues, prioritizing our expenses, and getting creative with how we handle the budget moving forward.
So other candidates have made it a point to say that the city's snowboarding plan was a problem before and that it needed to be worked on. Would you agree with that, or do you think it's about where it should be now?
I would say that during my 12 and a half years, I've spent an incredible amount of time advocating for equipment for the Departments of Public Works, police, fire, so that we can handle our snow events. And that I think that during my 100 days in office, you've seen a tremendous increase in communication between my office, the county executive, the state, our private contractors, and everyone else. And I think if you walk around the City of Buffalo and ask anyone whether snow removal has been better in the last 100 days than it's been in the past, the answer is going to be yes.
You talked about wanting to improve roads, right? You know, I feel like every community wants to improve the roads, right? So can you maybe point to anything specific in your plan where you're like, this is a really effective measure that I want to implement?
Yeah, well, the first thing we did was pass the largest capital budget in the city's history. You know, and you're talking about $200 million in infrastructure projects we were going to be able to get done by leveraging $26 million in a ban, which at the end of the day is only going to cost us $800,000, $900,000. So for less than $1 million, we're going to have $200 million in infrastructure projects that turn into $1 billion of direct and indirect economic development. So that's the first and foremost. We're going to continue to work. We'll continue to work at ways to get creative with our capital budget process and try to do some things with other assets of ours that I don't think we should have in our inventory that would free up even more money to address things like roads and parks and things like that.
So with the federal government, we have Republicans controlling the House, the Senate, and the executive. Is there some concern that if you were to get into office that there would be some roadblocks?
Yeah, there's always those concerns, obviously, when there's a change at the federal government at that level. You don't know what that person's or that administration's priorities are going to be. I'm hopeful that we are not negatively impacted here in New York State, Western New York, Erie County, and Buffalo. But we'll continue to work. You know, we have a fantastic state delegation, federal delegation. So we'll continue to work with our partners in government to make sure we can do everything we can to not be negatively impacted by any changes that have taken place at the federal level.